Today we're diving into a warehouse chop carve session for Sunrise at Emotion in Ableton Live 12, built specifically for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. The goal here is not to make the vocal soft, pretty, or overly polished. The goal is to take a raw vocal phrase and turn it into something that feels like it's echoing through concrete, dust, and early morning light. Think emotional, but still functional. Human, but still hard enough to sit in a rolling breakbeat track. In this lesson, we're treating vocals like more than just top-line material. In DNB, a vocal can act like percussion, like a hook, like atmosphere, and like tension all at once. When it's done right, it gives the track identity. It can make the drop feel bigger, the breakdown feel deeper, and the whole tune feel like it has a story. So let's build that feeling step by step. First, choose the right vocal source. For this style, you want something with character, not something that sounds too clean or too modern. A spoken phrase, a soulful fragment, a rave-adjacent one-liner, or a chopped cappella with a bit of grit is perfect. You want a vocal that already has a bit of attitude and space in it. Drag that vocal into Ableton and check the timing against your project BPM. You're looking for a phrase that has enough shape to work musically, usually with 3 to 6 strong syllables or moments you can work with. Set warp to a mode that suits the source. Complex Pro is a good starting point for full phrases. Beats can work well if the vocal is already rhythmic, and texture can be great if you want smeared, atmospheric fragments. Once it's warped, clean it up. Tighten the timing where needed, trim the best section into a clean 2-bar or 4-bar region, and turn on loop, so you can audition it against the groove. The key here is to keep the vocal tight enough to function rhythmically. In DNB, emotion still needs to live inside the grid. Now we start chopping. You can right-click and use Slice to new MIDI track if you want maximum flexibility, which is a great move for this kind of session. Slice by transients or even by eighth notes if you want a quick starting point, but don't just accept the automatic slices blindly. The best chops are the ones that actually mean something musically. Look for slices with a strong consonant, a breath, a vowel-heavy sustain, and a short tail. That combination gives you rhythm and emotion at the same time. You're not trying to preserve the full sentence. You're building a vocal kit. 4 to 8 good slices is plenty to begin with. Now build a 2-bar vocal groove that talks to the drums. This is where the magic really starts. In jungle and old school DNB, the vocal should answer the breakbeat, not fight it. Place chops so they land before the snare, for anticipation, after the snare, for bounce, or on offbeats for a more rolling feel. A nice structure could be this. In the first bar, use a short chop on beat 1, then another on the end of 2. In the second bar, let a longer sustain carry into the snare, then end with a cut-off phrase on the last offbeat. That creates a call-and-response feel that locks into the break naturally. If your break has swing, use the groove pool. Pull the vocal toward the timing of the drums instead of forcing it dead straight. Even a subtle amount of groove can make the vocal feel like it belongs in the original performance, instead of sitting on top as an obvious add-on. Now it's time to shape the chops. This is where the difference between a rough idea and a premium result really shows up. Use tiny fades to kill clicks at the edges. Nudge slices a little early or a little late if needed to improve the feel. Shorten some chops until they behave almost like percussion, and let 1 or 2 chops ring longer, so you get contrast. That contrast is huge. If every chop is the same length, the part gets flat fast. But if one slice is a sharp hit and the next is a breathy tail, suddenly the vocal starts breathing with the track. And don't be afraid of tiny imperfections either. A little room tone, a breath, or a slightly messy cut can make the whole thing feel more human and underground. For extra movement, use clip gain, auto filter automation, and tiny timing shifts. Think in terms of emotional hits, not perfect sentences. In jungle and old school DNB, the listener often remembers the shape of the phrase more than the full lyric anyway. Next, we build the effects chain. A solid stock Ableton chain for this kind of vocal might be EQ8, compressor, saturator, echo or delay, reverb, auto filter, and maybe utility. Start by high passing the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub lane. If it's biting too hard, dip some harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add light compression, just enough to glue the chops together. After that, use saturator for a little drive. You don't need to destroy it. Just give it some heat. Maybe a subtle 2 to 6 dB of drive with soft clip if needed. That little bit of grit helps it feel more warehouse ready and less shiny. For delay, keep it musical and controlled. A synced eighth note or dotted eighth note can work really well, especially with lower feedback, around 15 to 35%. Use reverb carefully, with a short to medium decay, maybe around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, and make sure the low end of the reverb is filtered out so it doesn't smear the whole mix. A very smart move here is to use returns for delay and reverb, then automate the send amount. That way, the vocal can stay dry and present during the groove, but bloom out only when you want a sunrise lift or a transition moment. That contrast is what keeps it powerful. Now let's resample. This is one of the best DNB workflows because it turns your edited vocal idea into a brand new sound object. Route the vocal to a new audio track and resample a short section, maybe your best one-bar pattern, a phrase with delay and reverb tail, or a filtered swell. Then take that resampled audio and edit it again. Reverse a tail. Slice a little micro section out of it. Adjust warp markers if needed. Shape fades to make it smoother. Once you resample, it starts feeling more like a sample-based jungle element and less like a clean digital vocal. That's exactly the vibe we want for warehouse and old-school energy. Now place everything into an actual arrangement. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases, because that's where DNB really breathes. A good structure might be an intro with filtered vocal fragments and distant reverb, then the main chop motif arrives with the drums and sub, then the drop uses the vocal more sparingly, almost like accents. In the breakdown, open up the full emotional phrase and give it more space. Then in the second drop, bring the chops back with a little more grit or a different rhythm. For the outro, strip it back to a few echoing words so it stays mix-friendly. For sunrise set emotion, the vocal should evolve from dark and hidden to clear and human, then to wide and luminous. Use automation to help with that. Open a low-pass filter during the buildup, increase delay feedback before a transition, widen the vocal in the breakdown, then tighten it again when the drop lands. That shift in space is what creates the emotional arc. You also want the vocal and drums to work together, not just coexist. If the break is busy, keep the vocal simpler. If the drums thin out, let the vocal breathe more. If the bass is strong in the low mids, carve the vocal away from that area. Keep the sub clean, keep the vocal above it, and check the whole thing in mono if needed. One really important mindset here: use short for rhythm and long for emotion. Short vocal chops can act like drum hits. Longer vowels and sustains can create the lift. That contrast is the secret weapon. A few common mistakes to watch out for: don't overchop the vocal until it loses its identity. Don't drown it in reverb so it disappears. Don't leave harsh sibilance untreated. Don't let the vocal and bass fight in the same frequency range. And don't use the exact same chop pattern for the whole track. Change one detail every 8 or 16 bars so the listener keeps feeling movement. If you want to push this further, try making two versions of the vocal. One darker, narrower, and more distorted for the tougher parts of the track. Another brighter, wider, and wetter for the sunrise moments. That contrast is gold. You can even make a three-level system. Tiny rhythmic bits for the drop, medium phrases for fills and turnarounds, and long emotional swells for breakdowns and intros. Another strong technique is negative rhythm. Instead of adding more chops, remove one important chop every 4 or 8 bars. That missing hit can become a hook in itself. The space becomes part of the rhythm. Here's a great mini practice challenge. Find one vocal phrase with 4 to 8 usable words or syllables, warp it to your BPM, slice it into at least 5 pieces, and build a 2-bar pattern that answers the snare. Add EQ and a little saturation. Send just the last word into delay and reverb. Resample the result. Reverse one tail, and loop it against a jungle break and sub for 8 bars. Then mutate one chop every 2 bars so it evolves. If you do that well, you'll end up with more than just a loop. You'll have a vocal hook that feels like it belongs in a real DNB tune with atmosphere, weight, and memory. That's the warehouse chop carve mindset. Emotion inside the grid. Dust in the echo. Sunrise in the rubble. That's the move.